And that, Samachtes, Amid Aleph, four lines before the lines start getting wide. Boy, Rabbi Yirmiyah. Before we learn the sugya, which is a very, very difficult sugya, I'd like to mention Rashi in Masechtas Brachos. The Gemara says in Masechtas Brachos, Agre d'shmaite svore. The schar that a person has from a sugya is svore. So perhaps one would learn pshat that he was masber the sugya. He went through a difficult sugya and he was masber the sugya. Rashi says, Shu yogeya v'teireyach u'mechashev lohovin taime shodoro. The schar one has from a sugya could very well be that he doesn't understand it. But al kaponim, shu yogeya v'teireyach u'mechashev lohovin, to try to understand. So perhaps what all will be accomplishing in this sugya will be to try to understand. How successful will be is Bezer Hashem will see. A very difficult sugya. Boy Rabbi Yirmiyah. Mahu lochish lezaroi. Rashi says, Mahu lochish lezaroi. Shel uber ze shahitzi yodoi. We had before an uber that it's hoitzi yodoi, so the yad is also. Nishchete imoi, and they shechted the mother afterwards, heitzi yodai. And then, vaitziyu chai, they took him out of the mother. The godel, and he grew. Ubo ala behime boilet. And he was bo ala behime, and they had a child. Mau sheyeyosa eivel ki yaitze boi hanoilad mimen. So, Rabbi Yirmiyah, Klaud HaShaila, what will be the din? This Ben Pekua, who has an Eva that's also, what will be the din with the child that he has? Could the child's Eva also be also, or won't it be also? So the Gemara first wanted to clarify what is the case. So the Gemara says as follows. Ileme the ozal abahima mal yosa. Now what is the case speaking about? That this zochel was bo al abahima mal yosa. That means that the aim of the child is not a ben pekuah. The aim of the child is a normal behima. And now the shaila is, what's with the regal of the noilot? So the Gemara says, if that is the case, Mayirya Hai the Isbe Iso Yaitse. So why do you declare a shaila? If a Ben Pekue had an Iso Yaitse, what the din will be with the child? Afilu Ben Pekue Da'al Menami. Afilu, you'll have a Ben Pekue that wasn't a Yaitse, that was Nishkat Bimei Imoi. And it was in Gansim Mutter, you can clear about the child of Zichah B'Yosa. So why are you claiming a Shaila if the Eva of the Ben Pekua was also, after the Ben Pekua is Mutter, the child is also. The Omar Rav Misharshiye, Redivrei Ha'ima Choshishin Lezera Ha'op, Ben Pekua Habo al Bahime mal yoso, havlad ein lo itakone. A ben pekua that was bo al Bahime mal yoso, havlad ein lo itakone. Let us see Rashi. Fifth Rashi, afilu ben pekua da alme, shloi hoitzi es yodai, vigodal, vohoilis, nami oso kol avlad. Why declaring a shaila? If the yad is also, the Omar Rav Misharshiye leDivrei Ha'ima Choshishin leZera Ha'op Chananya Hu Ba'Oisei Vesbenoi Yechayish leZera Ha'op So Rav Misharshi said, Ein lo itakone. The blood is Ein lo itakone. You can never eat the blood. Why can't you eat the blood? Shemitad oviv ein ton shchite. Mitzad the father, there's no need of shchite. Kedisnan b'masnisen, v'chachomim oimrem shchitas imoy metaharosot. V'chachomim hold that even by a ben test, the shchita of the yam helps. So memele, if the aim shechted and was a ben test about kayome, the shchita helps. Umitzad imoy, mitzad the mother, ton shchita, the mother is a normal behemoth, and mitzad the mother, you need shchita. V'simonov einon simonim. In the simonim that the vlad has from these two parents, now you have to shecht the vlad. One is shecht the vlad. The vlad, the father was a ben tekuah. The father doesn't need shchita. The mother was not a ben tekuah and she needs shchita. V'simonov Einom simonim, the palgei kishkutin domik. Half of the simonim are geshachten. That means this vlad was noitzo bishutvis from a ben pekue in the behema mal yoso. So we'll say that half of the simonim are kishkutim, are geshachten already. Bitzad the Ov, because the Ov has geshochten the simonim. Half of the simonim are not geshochten mitzad the Ein. So you have already a behemoth that half of the simonim are geshochten. And Taisvis says further, and that I inhale at base, the Ein kan roiv simin horoi lishochet. That means, in order to make a ma'aseh shchita, need roiv of the simonim to be roi lishochet. Here, of half the simonim are geshochten, but she can't shecht roiv of the simon, half are geshochten. Ve'ein kan roiv simon a roi lishochet. So, memela, you can't shecht the blood. That's one mahalach. Vinami havale bar simen echod behema tzricha roiv shnai. Or Rashi says another mahalach. Perhaps we'll say that one simen is geshochten and one simen is not geshochten. Here's a father ben pekua, a mother not a ben pekua. So that's how it's, so we assume that one simen is geshochten, one simen is not geshochten. Very interesting, what is the two, Rashi has two tzadim here. If the father is a ben pekuah and the mother is not a ben pekuah, do we say that half of the both the simonim are geshochten, and you can't make such a ma'aseh shchita anymore, but you don't have roi v'roi l'shchita? Or do you say that one simon is geshochten, one simon is not geshochten? I saw two mahalchim to explain the two Lashonis and Rashi. Chassam Sofer says something very interesting. Chassam Sofer says, the Gemara says in Hamapeles, Sechtes Nida, the Gemara says that the Oidim is from the Aim, and the Leuven is from the Av. From the Leuven comes the Atzameis, and from the Oidim comes the Bosa. So he says, you have two simonim. One is a kone, one is the veshet. The kone, he says, the ikir is the cartilage and the taboid, so that comes from the Av. And that's geshochten. So this simon that's from the father is a geshochten simon. That's the second Lashon in Rashi. And the veshet comes from the mother, that's Bosa. So Mela, that's what Rashi says, you have one simon geshochten, one simon not geshochten. What's pshat in the first lashon of Rashi? That it's half geschochten, half not geschochten. So he brings a Ramban in Parshas Tazriyev, that the Ramban brings down a Mahalach, that the whole gufo uber midam ha'isha, vo'ish noisein hatsure b'choyma. That means the whole uber is the whole choymer is from the isha, but the tsure in the choymer, that means what it's, he gives an example. He says you have two eggs. One egg is a safne da'are, and the other egg is from a zocher. He says, if you, both eggs, you say that the same. Both are eggs. But if something will come out of this egg or nothing come out from the egg, that's totally if there was a zocher or not. So he says, so the zocher puts the tzure in the chayma. So he says, so it could be that's the first lashon of Rashi. The first lashon of Rashi held is not, we don't divide it that the bustle's from the mother and that tumas are from the father. The captain, every chalik, there's the mother and father. The mother is the chayma, the father is the tzure. So memele, so each simen we have to consider kilu, it's chatzi shoch. That is the way that Sam Seifer wants to explain it. Abdovit Chaim Rappaport wants to explain it perhaps in the Lomdisha even. We mentioned yesterday, he wants to say, what is the matter of Shchita? Do we say the Maise Shchita gives a din Shochut? The Maise Shchita makes it Shochut, and Adovit Shochut is Mutter. But the Maise Shchita alone is a matter. So he wants to say, so that'll be the Nafkamina. If you say that it becomes a Shochut, so a half a Simen is not Shochut. A Simen could be called Shochut. Each Simen is a Mazundere Simen. You could say that one Simen is Shochut, one Simen is not Shochut. If you say the Maise Shchita is matter, so then you can consider it that the Maise Shchita of so the Maise Shchita of the aim is Ke'ilu, it's geshocht, the Uber is geschochten, so now we have a Maise Shchita and half a Simen. That's what he wants to say. Al Koponim, Rav Misharshi said that if you have the Ov is a Ben Pekua, if you have the Ov is a Ben Pekua, and the aim is a normal behemoth, So there's no shaila. Havlat ain't like takone. So what's the shaila? It's like playing a shaila if the aver of the ov is also. So Rashi says, loitzchiche the ozel aben pekue dikevose. We're speaking about the shaila is that is bo al ben abahime, it's speaking about the ozal aben pekua de chavose. The mother was also aben pekua de chavose. Rashi says, aben pekua de chavose, me'ein havlat ton shchite, elo mishum chadeva, Vahi eiver le mishteri b'shchite, v'lav shchite hi. So now Rashi says it is speaking about that it was bo ala ben tkua de chavosei, the ein havlat ton shchite. So the blood doesn't need shchite, not mitzad ha'ein, not mitzad ha'ov. Ela mishum chad eva. You only need shchita because of this eva. Vahu eva loy mishteri b'shchita. And the eva won't be huta b'shchita. The lav shchita hi. That means if you'll shech now the vlad all the simonim are shochet. He has a mother ben pekua, a father ben pekua. Whoever le mishteri b'shchite, the lav shchite. before we see further, let us see Taisvitz. The Osa Aben Pkua Dechvosai, She Yesh Boy Issa Yaitzei Bechad Eda. So, Taisvitz says Pshat in the Gemara, that was Mamish in Vehageffen, bin Vehageffen, that was Mamish. The mother also came from the mother also was a, there was Yaitzei Bechad Eda. The both of them had that the right foot was not Kuta Bishchitas Imam. So now that was the case. Both side the father, inside the mother, both of them had one foot as also. And the Marsha says, so the Chvosei is very good. Mamish like him. Mamish like him. So Mamela, that's the Shaila. That is the Shaila. That's how Taisvitz says Pshat. We'll see later. We'll see the Rashi didn't learn like that. Bal Kaponim, why did Taisvitz learn like this? So there's a Mardika Marsha. So the Marsha says, because Rashi had a problem. If we will say that the mother was a full Ben Pekua, as Pekua, and she was completely Nita Bishritas Ima, so by her, the regal is Mutter, her regal is Mutter. By the father, his regal is also. We'll see Rashi Taka learned like that. So it also won't be a shayla, because the geirim should be mutter. That you mean you have two geirim. You have two geirim for the regal. That means the regal that is neitzer and the vlad is two geirim. There's a geirim shall het and a geirim shall isser. So we should say zevis a geirim is mutter. What's the Shaila? So that's why Taisvitz says that it's speaking about that both of them had a Goyram Shal Issa. By both of them, the Eva was also. So maybe we don't have a Heta of Zevis a Goyram. And with that he says, the whole Shaila was Alibe de Rabbi Yeshua. This Shaila was Alibe de Rabbi Yeshua. Where do we see this? And holds Chayshish in Lezera. So why do you have to declare that? Why do you have to declare that Alibe de Rabbi Yeshua? Claire, if the mother alone had was Eivir Echad was also and she had a child. Forget about Choshish and Lezero. Where do we see the Gemara Claire the Shaila Libe the Rabbi Yeshua? Vachnicha my lemuki Talmudi boy the Rabbi Yeshua laman the yom and Choshish and Lezero of. Rovi Behima Mal Yossi, Vehima Yidahavi Ben Pekua. Why do you have to say that the father, why do you talk about the father? Talk about the mother. Say the mother, the mother, he says, so why do you have to come to Rabbi Yeshua? Well, it seems we hold this, we hold Choshish and Lezerov. So he says, because if the father would be Mutter, then the invite of Yisev is a Goyim. So Kaponim, that's how Taisvitz learned Pshat. Now, what is the Shaila? So, Kaponim, according to Taisvitz, both of them have a regal that's also, and we have a Shaila. And we can't shech the behemoth, can't shech the blood, because it doesn't have simonim to shech. So what is the Shaila? What is the din? Eiver, moiled Eiver, Do I say Eva Meiled Eva, that the regel of the Vlad comes from the regel of the parents or the parent? Some Meile, so that regel is also the Chotech Lei Vishari. Some Meile, so Taka is an also the Kifut. There's no way how to be matter the foot. If you can't check the blood, so you'll cut off the foot and it'll be mutter. Now, I'd like to mention a lesson of the Ramban, Nigeres HaKodesh. When the Ramban speaks about the gather of heroin, so the Ramban says as follows. V'yadua hazera hu hadam hamubchar beguf. That means from the dam hamubchar, the guf creates, from this dam hamubchar, the guf creates zera from this. V'hine, hazera hu chelek michelkei haguf. The zera is a chelik from the chelkei haguf. V'yesh boi chelik mikol eiver ve'eiver. That means there is dam in each eiver. And each eiver, from the dam in each eiver, the a chelik of this dam becomes zera. And v'yadua shelo yivoleit ayin me'oizen. We know that a eye cannot come from an ear. Vimkain kol eiver yesh loy teva miyuchid shemimenu hu noilet. That means when the zera comes together, the zera is a combination of the dam hamuvcha beguf that each eiver contributes, and therefore the zera is kolol from all the eivorim. So l'chayre, this is the svara of Eiver, Moilid Eiver. So that means in the Vlad, when we have a regal, so this regal was created through the regal of the Moilidim. So Memeile. So then it should be that the Behem is Mutter. And the Eva is also, so you'll cut off the Eva and you solved all the problems. That is Mahalach number one. So then it'll be good. My Eva, Mayulit Eva, V'chotech Lei V'shori. Eidilme, Mevalbel Zaret. Or maybe there's another concept. Mevalbel zarei. So here Rashi says, Umitzer kol avlat, Mishum oisoi eva, Balibe de chananye kaboile. And the shaila is alibe de chananye. So we see from Rashi l'chayre, that we're still speaking about, that choshish and lezera ha'ov, not like Tosfos. Chayshish lezera of in the of had a regal that's also. So we're clearing now this regal asure. When it has a vlad, does the only the eva of the vlad become also, or do we say this as far of that we say eva moilid eva? You say, Mevalbel zare, Umitzer kol avlad, Mishum oisai eva, then the whole vlad hanoilet becomes also from that eva, Balibet hananya kaboile. Now, what is this concept of Mevalbel zare? Let's go a little further. So Memele Alta Svarav Mevalbal Zarei, so we say that the since there's a chelik in the op that's Osar Bachila, so that makes that the whole blood anoilad is Osar Bachila, not only the Eva. Hadarama pshita de Mevalbal Zarei, it's Zicha Mevalbal Zarei, Dim came, because if you won't say like this, sume yoyle sume, so if a person is blind, so if the whole concept is eva moyle deva, so if a person is blind, it should be impossible for him to have a child that can see. Bikiteya yoyle tkitiya, elapshita de meval bozare. Now what does that mean exactly? So what happens? The Ramban, Nigeres HaKodesh, we mentioned before, there the Ramban was Mevayer that Yesh Poi Chelik Mikol Eva Ve'eva V'yedua Shlo Yevolet Ayin Me'yozen. So there he was Mevayer this concept of Eva Moilet Eva. That's how it comes about. Then the Ramban there asks the Kasha Nigeres HaKodesh, Heich sumem meilet pikeach. Yes, this kasha. The Ramban is a kasha. He doesn't bring down a gemara. Yes, the kasha. He says a teretz. He says, I'll say over the loshen, ki koyach ha'eivel motzi b'teva ha'kloli shebeguf. That's the loshen of Ramban. The koyach ha'eivel is motzi b'teva ha'kloli shebeguf. It would seem that there's a koyach kloli and a koyach proti. That's what seems to be saying. That means there's a cheshbin of eva moilid eva, and perhaps of the concept of eva moilid eva, if let's say if one of them would, someone would have very good eyesight, perhaps of this concept, so the child will also have good eyesight. Of the concept of Eva Meiled Eva. But if he didn't have any eyesight, there's a Teva HaKloli SheBeGuf. That means in the, besides the contribution of each Eva B'Protius, but it seems there's a Teva HaKloli SheBeGuf that the goof can produce another goof that has all evorim. There's a teva kloli sheba goof. So that's al teva kloli, and it seems, I think the Gemara means to say that mitzad is, that's what the Gemara calls mebalbel zarei, that there's a, and so in the Teva HaKloli, since there is a chelik of this behemoth that's also, so this concept of Mevalgul Zarei, so the whole behemoth should be also. And it is that way. It is that way that there's the Zicha, such a concept of this Teva HaKloli. So Memele, so in the Teva HaKloli, which is creating the whole group, the Klolistic, there's Isser also, the Isser is also contributing to the Behemoth is Isser in it, and the Isser is contributing also to the Hilada of the Vlad. So Memela, so the Vlad should be completely off. That's, yeah. So Memela, so what's the Shaila? Now we just came to a conclusion that mevalbel zarei, so a kaponim, mevalbel zarei means, Gad Rabbi Negershim says, te'oimek advarim, we don't understand, but a kaponim, Rabbi Negershim says, look, Rabbi Negershim, mi yemrin in oisei eva sheyotza, ein moilet ala eva de kavosei, the Eva that's also, and that Eva is Moile David the Kabose, Im Yamin, Yamin, so if the right foot was also by the Ov, so the right foot will be also by the Vlad, Im Samael, Samael. V'chotech v'shodi le'min avlad sh'oilet, so he just got off the foot and finished. I do know mevalel zavalbel zare, but also kule. The oisei eva poshet isurei becholagu. There's a concept that the zare is does not only concentrate that eva meiled eva, but there is a tevaklali the way the Ramban says. And since there's Isser in this, so the whole group should be Yosef. So Mamela, there's no Shaila. So Bezait, what's the Shaila? V'hochi kami boilo. So the Shaila is as follows. So I have the Av, or Leitoises, the Av, the Aim, that have in it components of Issa, because the regal is also, and it seems because of these components of Issa, the whole Vlad should become also. But the Gemara says, so what's the Shaila? V'hochi kami boilon. Behema ba'alme lav mikoyach chela v'dam kosi v'shori. That means if I'm going to give a statement, and I'll say that a vlad that was born through components of Issa, that vlad is Issa, it came through Issa, it's Yotzim in Issa. So you have a problem, every behemoth should be Issa. Because every behemoth comes from this dam in it, this chelev in it, and that's Issa. And that contributes to the late of the vlad. So how is every behema muta? If I'm going to go with such a cheshbon, that if this component of Issa and the meilidim, so that has to make that the neilot has to be also. So every behema should be also because this components of Issa, this chayla bada. So what's the shayla? So the shaila is as follows. Lav mikoyach, vachi kami boilo. Behime ba'alme, lav mikoyach chela v'dam koshi. Behime ba'alme comes from chela v'dam. V'sholye, in every behime, every vlad is muta. Ochinami loishna. So for some reason, I don't make such a cheshbon. I don't say that in even though in the Melidim there's components of Issa, that this should make that the Neila should be completely Issa. So you see these components don't Issa, whatever the Cheshbon is, but I see they don't Issa. So Mamela, so there's no Shaila. Also a very difficult Gemara. I saw the Chedushim Biurim Shtalzach on this Gemara. The Gemara said, really, it's a good kasha. It's a good kasha. That means, why is every behemah mutter? It comes from components of Issa. Chalev, Dam. And Taisva says, Lazav getre Issa, meaning the Kanami Issa Gidanosha. There's the Gidanosha also, there's three. And the Torah was matter. So you can clear a shayla. So what's pshat in this? So pshat is the Torah was matter. Three isurim, the Torah was matter. Forget about Gidanosh. The Torah was matter, these two isurim. But now I have a third isur. You don't see that the Torah was matter when there's three isurim. Two isurim, the Torah was matter. A third isur, the Torah was not matter. So memele, so therefore, you can't learn out. It's taka achidish. Really, it should be also, and the Torah was matter to Isurim. Bachi kamibon, veim abam b'lam v'koy chayla b'dam kosi, v'shoye, achinami loishna, haidu metchei Isurim amrinin, tlosa loy amrinin. So the Gemara says, but we find that if you're concerned that the vlad mebalbo zarei, and since the shayrish of the vlad is from a davar ha'asa, so every vlad, the shayrish of every vlad is from a davar ha'asa. Chela v'dam. V'achi kamei bo'ilai. Behema ba'al malav v'kai chela v'dam kosi v'shari. Achi nami loishna. Oidu matrei yisuri amrinen tlot aloi amrinen. Amoyre dikizach. The Gemara says that means every vlad that's kosher is a chiddush. We can't understand it halachically. Since it's noisa from Issa, so it should be Issa. The Torah was matter. So you cannot derive from the Torah more than the Torah was matter. The Torah was matter to Isurim. Here you have a third Issa. Could be if you have a third Issa that's contributing to the Yetzirah Tavlad, Torah went up to two. There's three already. Three, the Torah was a matter. That's what the Gemara wants to say. It means it's a chiddush. And I look by a chiddush. I do metrei yisur emrin and tlosa lo emrin. Before we go further, let us see Taisvis. This Taisvis over here. Tlosa lo emrin. Taima maikami boilei. Vakaimon deserves a goyra mutter. So Taisus all of a sudden doesn't understand what the Gemara is a problem. So what the Zev is a goyrim? That means you have in the Hilodas of Lad, I have Chelev, I have Dam, I have an Eva also, but there's a whole bunch of other contributors to the Hilodas of the Lad. So why isn't it called Zev is a goyrim? So what's the Shaila? I found a goyrim shel Issa in the Hilodas of Lad. Fine. But the Zicha Gormim shall hetter also. There's more Gormim shall hetter, but let's not go into more. We have a klal, Zev is a Gormim is mutter. There's a very interesting teret that the Teres Chaim wants to say. This concept of Zev is a Gormim is mutter, if each Gormim is a separate entity, that means we had some Bible if about Tana Goylis is a traitor and the Tana Goyl is not a traitor. So you have two separate entities which are Goyrim Ailodas Avlat. Then we say Zegoyrim is Mutam. But if we have in the Behem, in one Behem alone, we have Goyrim Shal, that means a Goyrim Shal Heta could be matter. But if you have in one Behem alone, Goyimim shall listen, Goyimim shall let, there is no klal of Zebizakot. That's what the Teres Chaim wants to emphasize with Kashi. So Memele, so the Gemara, Klerza, Shaila, the Gemara understood either one of the two. Either will say that the Torah B'chlal didn't look at these Goyimim, Memele, it comes Chayla Veda, and the Torah was matter, so we don't have to worry about these Goyimim. That's one thing. So there's another Goyim, there's a leg that's also, no problem. They don't look, it's irrelevant. Or the Gemara wants to say, no, really, Chelev and Dam is it should be also. The Torah was Matal to Isurim, but that's the maximum. Two Isurim is Mutter, more than two Isurim is also. And here we have three Isurim, that's the Shaila. So the Gemara says, oh, that's your problem? Oh, then it's no Shaila. Why is it no Shaila? So the Gemara says, Ulema, Ila Rameya, Issa Chela Vidam, Ike, Issa Yaitse Leke, Ila Rabbi Yehuda, Issa Yaitse, Ike, Issa Chela Vidam Leke. Bisnan, we learned to Sanya, Gidha Noshin, Noyeg Bishlil Vechel Bay Osa, Divrei Rameya, Now let's just explain this for 1 minute. There's a machloikis, Rab Meir and Rab Yehuda, an uber that's a ben test if it's muta b'shchita sa'im. That means it's a ben test. The whole din of ben pekua, does that go on by a ben test? If it was bolach hadoshim, so it's 9 months old, it's born already. Rameya holds a nine, whatever the shiribur is by a behema, if it's bolach hadoshim, then the shchita sa'im will never help. Shchita sa'im will help before it's 9 months old, then it's called its bottle today. The shchita sa'im helps, you can eat whatever is there, but if it's 9 months old, if it's bolach hadoshim, the shchita won't help. That's what Rameya holds. And Rabbi Yehuda holds that for by a 9 month old, the shchita helps, and it's matter whatever is inside the uba. So it comes out muyim de kechedushim. According to Rameya, you have a shlil means that it's bechadoshim. It's whatever. It's 9 months old. Whatever the shechadoshim is by an uba. It's 9 months old. So then Rameya holds. Such a, here, and we're talking about such a case that the shechta, the mother, and the behemah went out. That behemah, I feel if nothing came out, it needs shechita. The shechita sa'im. If this behemah stuck out 1 foot before the shechita, it's nothing. The aim is not the mechitza, it doesn't become mutter with the shechita sa'im. By, according to Rameya, you know what? The aim is no shaykhis at all with this uber. The chaylev is also, the dam is also, but there's no issa of yaitzei, because it never went out of the mechitza. The aim is not the mode of the mechitza. That's according to Rameya. According to Rav Yehuda Punfakel, he says by an uba that the shechita sa'im is matter everything in the uba. Kol asher bebeima teichelei lati techelev, and besides shechita, whatever is in the behema you're allowed to eat. It's mutter. The chaylev is mutter. The dam is mutter. The foot stuck out is also. Frag the Gemara, if your whole shaila is a shaila, two the Torah was matter, and three the Torah was not matter, you'd never have three. You only have, according to Rameya, you never have a Isra of Yaitse, you only have two. According to Rabbi Yehuda, you only have one. You only have the Zakat, the Chaylev and Dam, is mutter from the Yubus, you only have one. So if the whole shaila is based, maybe two is the limit, the more than two, the Torah was a matter, no problem over here. You don't have more than two. Either you have two or one, but there's no three. Let's see what Rashi says. Lav mikoy chela v'dam shalavu akosi, shafa chela v'hadam ha'ilidu. Trei isuri amrinin v'shori. Aval chaylev v'dam v'yoytzei loy. Three, the Torah was never matter. So the Gemara asks, Uleman ikat losa. Where do you have three isurim? Ila Rameya, Toma isa chaylev noyig b'shlil k'dalakamon. That's what k'ashlil is bolach hadoshim. So if the yod, the isa chaylev is noyig, was to shchit the same as amata anything. Isa chaylev v'dam ikat, isa yoytzei leket. The Rameya filamasha bifnim ton shchita gedutani masnisim umosa baben tisha chai ton shchita hilka havale kishar behim. So only has two isu. We so there's no isu yaitse. We can be who the bap looked it on. Marein ton shchita masha bifnim veike isu yaitse shein lochetem shein lochetem. That didn't become mutter the eva shayosa be isu chaylev leket. Noyeg b'shlil gidanoshe b'chelba shel shlil also. That is according to Rameya. So Rameya, so what's the shayla? Zok the Gemara v'ayta, elo. So we don't have a shayla. If the whole problem is, that means we have to live that the Torah was matter, even though it comes mikoyach chela v'dam. But that's no problem. As long as you have a maximum of two isurim, so the Torah was matter. Elakol mikoyach loyim rinin deshari. No, the vote is like this. That's not the shaila. If it came mikoyach adavah ha'osar, that is no problem whatsoever. V'hochi kami boilon. The shayla was a different shayla. We're not talking about nothing but a blood.
That whatever came mikoyach adavar also that doesn't affect the blood whatsoever. V'hochi kami boilon. The shaila was a different shaila. Mahu ligmoya es chalovoy. You have a different shaila. You have a bas pekua. I mean the you had someone that was born from a nekeva was born from that was geshachten that they shechted the mother, so that doesn't need shechita. Now this nekeva had a vlad. When he had a vlad, so now it started giving out cholov. Told man there's no vlad, there's no cholov. So memele, so now it gives cholov. Now the shaila is, are you allowed to drink this cholov? New shaila, you're allowed to drink the cholov of a bas pekua. Yeah, what's the shaila? V'hochi kami boila, mal ligmoya es cholova. Are you allowed to drink the milk? Cholov da alme loike eva minachai domi b'shori. Every cholov really is a problem. That's a whole sugi in Bukhairis. Cholov is like, it comes, it's like Eva Minachai, it comes out from Achai. Every cholov should be Yosa. We'll hear psukim that it's mutter. The Gemara's mutter, it should be like Eva Minachai. Beim should be like Eva Minachai. Cholov should be like Eva Minachai. Cholov dama loik Eva Minachai domi vishori. Hai nami loishno. Oidilme hosem islei tekante li isure bishrite. Let us see Rashi. Eloha loikami boile. The chol mikoyach loyam rin in the litzer is no such concept of mikoyach. Mishum shebo mikoyach isa. Mikoyach is no isa. That means even though the chaylev and dam contribute mikoyach the chaylev and dam, the vlad is born, that's no problem. So it's that what's born mikoyach, the eivor also is no problem. So what is the shaila? Es chalovoy. There's no problem. The litzim shabam mikoyach is. Es chalovoy. Im nekevi, the yolda, and it gave birth, verehi chayleves. Chalovoy mahu ba'achila. He allowed to drink the milk. Vahainu lezare dekoma. The Loshan of Rabbi Yirmiya was, boy Rabbi Yirmiya, ma lochesh lezarei. Lezarei means you should be lochesh when it has a child. The Teres Chaim says, what's lezarei? You should say lezarei. So he says, the uber is a Loshan zocher. So memele, so that's why this is when it has it's we have cholov from an uber that chad eva yotza. So memele mal vinos are the komish and the cholov bo atche teilet. I'd like to mention a loshen of a taz. What happened over here? The taz. Yerdeya says the af al pi the Yerdeya, this is Simon Yudalit Sivkot and Zayin. I saw the Nachle Dvash brings it down. The af al pi the kfar maskinon the chol mikoyach loy amrinin the shori. I mean that what it came mikoyach mikomokim yesh lesser hacholov the cholov whom mamish. The cholov who bo mamish be'en min ha'ivorim ki ilu yoinkin b'faneinu cholov. The some of dam nechav nasa cholov. The cholov comes from the dam of the yevorim, and so memele it's ki ilu. This is not called bekoyach. It's called this eivor which does not have a heter shchita. Is also contributing to the chalav of the ein. So memele, so the shaila is like this. Bemis in every cholov is a problem of yaitzi min achai. And the Torah was matah cholov. So it could be the Torah was only matah a yaitzi min achai if the chai be'etzim has a heter of shchita. He didn't check it yet. But the iser chai has a heter of shchita. So the Torah was matah the cholov that's yaitzi min achai that also has a heter. The Torah was matter this because it's coming for something that has a heter. The regel does not have a heter shchita, so memele, so the cholov that's coming from the regel should be also. That's the shaila. Agavur would like to mention two things what the Torah's Chaim says of the Tazepis is the fact, but the Torah's Chaim wants to say like this. So by Emerson, the shaila is as follows. If we assume that the milk is coming from each Ava. It's coming from, this is not Bikoyach, this is called, it's coming from an Ava, of the dam of an Ava that's also. So he says, let's say, Bitl Beshishim. So it should become Bitl Beshishim. If you have to measure the Ava, and then you have to go measure the Behemoth, and if the leg, or a part went out, it's less than Shishim of the Behemoth. So the milk that's coming out should be Mutter. So others say that since it's Noilid Betaruvais, I mean, since the whole dimbitl is only if you had first heter and then the Issa came was nil, but the rubis could be there's no dimbitl. Okay, that's one thing. Then the Teres Chaim wants to say another ha'ore that will come out. The Gemara wants to say that be'etzim cholov is yaitzim min achai. But the Torah was matter cholov that's yaitzim from achai because since the chai is a heter achile through shrite, so the Torah was matter the cholov. So he says that we hear the Bahag Shita. The Bahag Shita is that if the Ikar means if one of the Simonim were Neka, one of the Simonim were Neka, it's not Reife, but you can't check it. That's the Bahag Shita. So he says, it'll come out. So this animal doesn't have a Heter Shita. So come out, the Cholov of this animal should be also. That's what the Torah wants to say.